I'm Joanne Moldenhauer, and I'm from Davis, California.
And how many times?
Well, I think 11. I didn't count them up.
And the first time you came?
Was, and I didn't check this either, but it had to be in the middle to late 60s.
So fairly early on.
Yes, yes. It was considerably undeveloped at that point.
So what do you think the major differences are? You know, what's changed in 50 years?
The tailings are not, when we first came, the dust just blew. You'd look out there and you'd see swirls of dust. And that's been covered quite well, I think. So that's the biggest physical change I notice. And then it was a much smaller clientele. We came early also in June. And we could all eat in the dining room at one time. We really enjoyed the singing. Beanie Lindholm, is that his name?
Lindholm, yeah.
Lindholm, right. Played the piano, and our kids, we had songbooks, and after dinner we all sang with great enthusiasm, and our kids that we brought took a copy of the books home, and they continued to play and sing those songs for a long time afterwards. And then everybody went down to the by the school, I guess, and played volleyball. And then they had chapel. I don't remember ice cream then. The ice cream I really like. And I'm down there every
change.
Right. I'm down there for my ice cream cone every night.
Very good.
It's really good ice cream.
Yeah. So what, how many kids did you bring?
Oh, probably 10.
Yeah, and what did you do while you were here?
We hiked a lot. We always, for years, even after we started bringing families, we had one day when we all hiked, everybody hiked to Holden Lake, even the less athletic people. We got them all up there, and we had to get special permission from the hike house because we had more people than are supposed to be there. And we always did that in the early years. So we did a lot of hiking, and who's the man who's died fairly recently, who's composed songs, and he was here anyway.
Okay.
He played the guitar, and just can't think of his name.
I don't know enough of the history to know.
To know who that would be.
Yeah.
He was here every year. But he was here at that time. But mostly we made our own program at that time.
Yeah.
So I like, as an adult, I like coming to the programs. And every time I come, it's very, very stimulating. I'm all revved up from talking to people, really interesting people. Everyone I meet here is interesting.
So how do you think Holden, kind of a dual question, how do you think Holden has impacted the lives of the kids that you brought here,
mm-hmm.
you know, after they left, but then also you, how do you think Holden has done for your life, or what do you know what I mean?
Right. I think it's made me more open. It has helped me to change with the times. It's such a pleasurable experience. Obviously, I come back whenever somebody is willing to come. We came once in the winter also,
a few
years
like?
Ago.
Yeah.
It was totally different,
So what? How would you describe the differences?
Well, there's hardly any people, and everything's in the village center. Well, the one end is dining room and the other end is lounge, and everything takes place there. And again, there's no program during the day because everybody who's here permanently is working on something. But they had Bible studies, and I think we read a book and a book discussion in the evening. And it was just much more intimate in many ways. We were in the chalets, and that was nice.
Yeah. To stay in
a... Well, we didn't... No, we stayed in the hotel.
Oh, okay.
But we went to the chalets for the Bible study and
book
and the book discussions and little wine gatherings and things like that. There wasn't so much snow. It was that winter. There was plenty of snow, but for us, from California. But Holden didn't think there was much snow.
So how much was not much snow?
I don't know. I probably knew, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
100 inches or something. Right. Everything was covered, but the road was clear. They did take this thing out one day to test it, you know, to make sure it was running. And they got down the road, and they took people who wanted to go. They got down the road, and it broke down, and they all had to walk back.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
You considered yourself smart that day, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you said you brought family back then when it kind of changed.
Our church did, right. And we came largely as family groups then.
Yeah.
And the younger kids have loved it. Yeah. It's really fun to see them. I remember particularly one little boy who hardly opened his mouth. I didn't know what his voice sounded like. And after a week here, he was just totally extroverted.
Wow.
Really changing. Made a good friend here, somebody from elsewhere. And those two little boys just ran around and had the best time. All the kids always want to come. The younger kids always want to come back.
Yeah. What do you think it is about Holden that...
For the kids, I think it's the freedom. And for the parents like that, too. Because they can, you know, there's not too much trouble the kids can get into.
Yeah.
There's no television to watch. And so they can pretty much let the kids go, give them a lot of freedom, and I think the kids like that.
Yeah.
And they like the bowling alley. The boys like to set up the, it's not the bowling, it's setting up the pins.
Pin setting, yes. That was my son when he was little. He didn't really want to bowl, he just wanted to sit in the back and set the pins. Yeah. What at Holden has made you laugh?
I can't remember. It seems as if I'm smiling the whole time I'm here. I don't remember a specific incident. I remember one year we had some kind of a parade, and we all dressed in costumes. That was, but everything's fun.
Yeah.
And I enjoy talking with the people at dinner, too. Such interesting people come here.
Yeah.
And it's really thrilling to me to see how many women are coming here and who are in professions that no one considered when I was young. And also how many women are involved as clergy and as theological leaders. And that's really wonderful to behold.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to remember how much has changed.
Well, it wasn't too hard for me. I majored in physics and got a master's in math, and I was about the only woman who was doing that. And now I see, I ended up eventually teaching math for many, many years, and now I see my former students as astrophysicists and doctors, pediatricians, lawyers, in all kinds of professions, and that's just wonderful, I think.
Yeah.
Not just nurses and teachers and store clerks and secretaries who made the coffee all the time.
Yeah.
And I think Holden has represented that change very well.
A little ahead of the
yes.
curve.
Right.
Yeah.
And there have been many theological things that have come up over the past 40 years that where Holden led the way, alerted me to what was coming and prepared me.
Very good. Thank you.